Welcome back to Endurance Planet. I'm Kevin Patrick. A name can sometimes tell you a lot about a person. The screen name Tim Cutts uses when he logs his workouts on BeginnerTriathlete.com is New Leaf. It represents the change that multisport has brought to his life.
You know, getting off the couch, exercising, you know, meeting new people, you know, starting to do triathlon, you know, it just seemed very appropriate.
Today on Endurance Planet, we hear from the 36-year-old from Sterling, Virginia, who's been named by his peers the Beginner Triathlete of the Month. It sounds like hyperbole to state that a website altered the course of Tim Cutts' life, but it's really true.
Before I joined BT, I was very sedentary, just sat on the couch, ate whatever I wanted. You know, I hadn't exercised. You know, I was very athletic back in high school. And, you know, I got married and happy and fat, and figuratively speaking, and just met a lot of people on BT, made a lot of friends, you know, and the triathlon part of BT is wonderful, but also, you know, the friends that I've made on BT has been, you know, just as wonderful. I mean, everything's just been fantastic about it, and it's definitely changed my life, both in the athletic part and on the personal side of things, all for the better.
Tim had been growing as a person, but in the wrong kinds of ways. Now he's slimmer.
Well, I've lost about 50 pounds. In the past 2 weeks over the holidays, I've gained 8 of that back, but we'll say I lost about 50 pounds. I don't know, a couple weeks ago I looked in the mirror and I actually saw something that I think was an ab, which, you know, had been hidden for years and years. And I was like, I think that's an ab. So that was kind of exciting. And, you know, I'm by no means, the most ripped person in the world, but at least I have a little, you know, shape to me now.
But Tim says it's not about looks.
You know, it's like I've never been after this to try to, quote-unquote, get, like, a 19-year-old body or a 21-year-old body or anything like that. But, you know, I went to the doctor before I started, you know, doing the treadmill thing. And, you know, he weighed me and he took my cholesterol. And, you know, he said, well, Tim, you know, your cholesterol is 267 and, you know, you could stand to lose about 35 pounds. And, I mean, that was just kind of a wake-up call for me, I guess. So it was never about trying to, you know, get some Adonis type body. I mean, that's a little ridiculous, but it was more just about, you know, getting healthy and fit and prolonging my life.
The interesting thing about Tim, multisport has not only changed him physically, it's changed him mentally and even socially.
There was kind of a period, you know, a couple of years ago where I actually think I started losing self-confidence because I hadn't really, you know, I was sitting on the couch. I hadn't really made a lot of friends, and I'd actually lost some friends. And I don't know. I joined BT, and I don't know. I met a lot of people that really seemed to like me, and I don't know. It was just a big self-esteem thing for me. You know, the athletic part as well. Also at work. My company, fortunately, the CEO of our company, he's finished a couple Ironmans, and my boss has done, I think he's done a few Olympics. So triathlon is really supported at my company, and they actually sponsor a 10K race, and they encourage people at our company to try to sign people up. And, you know, I posted a message on BT saying, hey, who wants to do this race? And, you know, asking that on BT is like throwing out, I don't know, a steak to a bunch of, like, dogs. You know, I got 20 people that were like, yeah, I'll do it. And so at work, you know, everyone's like, wow, this is great. You know, Tim got 20 people to sign up, but they didn't really know that I have BT as my secret weapon, which makes it a little easier.
I asked him which of the three disciplines is his real pleasure, and that's when he made a distinction between pleasure and satisfaction.
Well, my pleasure is biking, but my biggest satisfaction is probably from the running. You know, I never considered myself much of a runner. You know, basically, before I got on BT, I, was basically walking on the treadmill every night for an hour to lose weight. And I kind of got into triathlon because I didn't want to walk for an hour every night for the rest of my life. And I tried to do a run/walk program where you walk for 5 minutes, run for 5 minutes, and alternate those. And the first time I did it, I think I ran for 2 minutes, walked for five, ran for one. I mean, I couldn't even run for 5 minutes. And, you know, I finished my first 10K, about a month ago. And, you know, the fact that I finished the 10K at a reasonable pace for somebody that couldn't even, you know, run for 2 minutes, you know, just over a year ago, that gives me the most satisfaction.
He's completed some shorter distance triathlons and has a half iron on his calendar for the fall, which will be a challenge as he is struggling to learn to swim. What typically happens is that shortly after the race starts, he resorts to backstroking his way through the swim leg. But he's determined and says when he enters a triathlon this year,
to manage to swim freestyle for the whole race, you know, that'll kind of be my next big satisfaction, I think. I've struggled tremendously with that.
Speaking of struggles, I asked him finally if he's heard the comments from friends, relatives, and colleagues who wonder why he takes on these struggles, these challenges. The kind of comments like, well, you know, why do you put yourself through that? Why do you suffer through that? What, you know, I've got enough stress in my life. Why would I go out and, you know, punish myself on a run? What would you say to those people?
Well, I would say, you know, there's definitely times when I'm working out that, you know, it definitely, you know, hurts, or you feel like you're punishing yourself or you're working very hard. But also, if you have a lot of stress in your life, I mean, going out and running for half an hour or taking an hour bike ride can be very cathartic. You can just go out by yourself if you want, with other people if you want, and get away from the stress of your life for a little while. So it's not just all about punishing yourself. And, you know, the gains that you get from, you know, finishing a race or looking back and saying, wow, I used to be here and now I'm there. Look at that improvement. I mean, the gains and the benefits so far outweigh, you know, any hurt that you have when you're running. And even when you're done running, if you've been hurting, it's satisfying to know, you know what, I really felt like staying on the couch tonight, and I could have just sat on the couch and watched the game and ate chips, but, you know, I got up and ran for half an hour, and, like, that makes me feel good, too.
Because of that attitude, Tim Newleaf Cutts is BeginnerTriathlete.com's Beginner Triathlete of the Month. Congratulations, Tim. That'll do it for today's Endurance Planet. Music from Sarah McBand, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. I'm Kevin Patrick. We'll meet you back here tomorrow.